A French sailor dove onto a Shell Oil icebreaker in 20-foot seas yesterday. He made the desperate jump with his cat about 350 miles southeast of Dutch Harbor. KUCB's John Ryan has the story.
Coast Guard video of the rescue shows the 30-foot sailboat bobbing like a cork next to the 270-foot Tor Viking. The Frenchman clings like a koala to the rigging at the bow of his boat. With a big backpack on and his cat stuffed inside his jacket, he times the waves just right. He dives over the rail of the icebreaker, landing headfirst with his feet flopping up in the air. Manu Watcom's ATN was sailing south after crossing the Northwest Passage in the Arctic Ocean this summer. His boat, La Chimere, passed through Nome about a month ago. The Tor Viking is an icebreaker tug. It's part of Shell's Arctic drilling fleet. The big bumblebee-striped tug was escorting Shell's Polar Pioneer rig down to Washington State. Shell gave up on its hunt for oil in the Arctic Ocean in September. Tuesday morning, the Shell ships heard the Coast Guard's call for help from any vessels near the struggling sailboat. Petty Officer Lauren Steenson is with the Coast Guard in Kodiak.
He reported that he had no rudder or rigging and was taking on heavy seas.
Steenson says the crew of the Tor Viking had to do some challenging maneuvering to get close to the tiny sailboat.
The man was holding onto the rigging at the very front of his sailboat and almost fell, which was kind of scary, but when one of the big waves came and kind of pushed him towards the boat, he kind of made a leap of faith onto the Tor Viking and made it.
On Facebook, Watcom's ATN says he's now en route to Seattle on board the Tor Viking. Shell spokeswoman Meg Baldino did not respond to requests for an interview. Watcom's ATN says his whole life was on his sailboat. Without it, he says he feels useless and without purpose, like a footballer who's lost a leg. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.